130 years ago, the Kootenay Mail, June 29, 1895. Revelstoke was insulted by the Nelson Tribune, who stated that Revelstoke did not import goods, had no need for a warehouse, and barely made enough to pay the custom officer's $300 salary. The Kootenay Mail rebutted the claims by saying Revelstoke did not import goods because it had not had the facilities to do so until the previous year, and by pointing out that it made $1,070 in customs from May to June alone. 120 years ago, Revelstoke Herald, June 29, 1905. Local mining man, Edward Adair, made news province-wide for a tool he had invented and patented. It was called the Adair Stump Burner, and it was a large furnace that could be placed over tree trunks so that they could be burned and safely removed. The enclosed design made it so that burning tree trunks could be done in any weather conditions, and it made it so that the fire would not spread. 110 years ago, Revelstoke Mail Herald, June 30, 1915. Revelstoke had its second ever farmers market at the newly erected market hall on the corner of Connaught and 2nd Street. Revelstoke's first farmers market was the week prior, and I would have wrote about it last week, but there were more important things going on, so you will have to settle for hearing about the second ever farmers market. Fresh produce, meat, and dairy products were sold. 100 years ago, Revelstoke Review, July 2, 1925. The mysterious wild man, who had been reported at large 2 weeks earlier, was caught in the bush on CPR Hill by police. The man was about 55 and appeared to be having hallucinations that someone was trying to kill him. He was held in the city jail until a doctor came to assess his sanity, and then he was committed to the insane asylum at New Westminster. 90 years ago, the Revelstoke Review, July 5, 1935. Big things were happening in the exciting world of local street maintenance. The city purchased a power spraying pump to be used in the spraying of asphalt mixture or oil. They intended to spend the season using the new gadget to oil spray as many graveled streets as possible and spray asphalt mix on streets which had been pre-coated the previous year. 80 years ago, the Revelstoke Review, July 5, 1945. Jerry Carton was standing on the train station platform when he was tapped on the shoulder by an unknown man. He turned around to see a stranger he did not recognize, but he shook the man's hand nonetheless. Then, the stranger told Jerry that he was his brother. He showed Jerry identification and pictures, proving that he was Fred Carton, Jerry's brother who he had not seen in 25 years. 70 years ago, Revelstoke Review, June 30, 1955. Revelstoke's mayor, Walter Hardman, and his wife, Mrs. Hardman, arrived in England after a six-week voyage from Vancouver. After they arrived, they were guests on a daily BBC television program featuring celebrities in London. Film actor Tyrone Power was on the same episode. Walter Hardman served as mayor of Revelstoke for 24 years, from 1937 to 1961. 60 years ago, Revelstoke Review, July 1, 1965. Locals with letters to send were left in confusion after they arrived at the CPR station to find that their mailboxes had a new destination. The mailboxes were moved after the new highway service replaced the railway mail service, but many locals continued going to the railway station with their mail out of force of habit because the boxes had been at the CPR station since it was built in 1905. 50 years ago, Revelstoke Review, July 3, 1975. Harvey McKay was given an award and $500 for attempting to save a co-worker's life. McKay was working as a flagman near the Columbia River when the truck that his co-worker, Antonio Nunes, was driving slid down an incline towards the river. Nunes tried to jump out but was struck and fell unconscious into the water, so McKay came and pulled him to shore. Nunes had unfortunately passed. 40 years ago, Revelstoke Review, July 3, 1985. Two suspects, a male adult and 16-year-old female, were arrested after a high-speed chase east of Revelstoke. They had come from Golden, where they were accused of stealing a wallet and the car they were driving. The suspects were chased for 24 kilometers before they got out of the car and fled into the bush. A 9-hour manhunt followed, but the suspects were not found until the following morning. 30 years ago, Revelstoke Times Review, July 1, 1995. A head-on collision between a car and van 12 kilometers east of Revelstoke killed 3 and injured 9. The incident occurred at 10 a.m. when the car crossed the center line and collided with the eastbound van. 3 occupants of the car were killed and 9 others, 7 of which were in the van, were taken by helicopter to Kelowna General Hospital. 20 years ago, Revelstoke Times Review, June 29, 2005. The school board discussed plans to build a new high school. Originally, the plan was to renovate the old building, but an architect's analysis found that building a new would be the more cost-effective option, especially considering the fact that the old school was built for a larger student population than was necessary. The project was estimated to cost $16.3 million, but it ended up costing $39.9 million by the time it opened in 2011.